Here's a startling truth. If you won the lottery tomorrow, you'd likely return to your current happiness level within a few months. Conversely, if you experienced a devastating loss, you'd probably recover emotionally faster than you imagine. This isn't pessimism, it's science revealing something liberating. While half your happiness comes from genetics and only 10% from life circumstances, a full 40% depends entirely on what you do and how you think each day. That's the revolutionary finding that's transformed how we understand well-being. This isn't about positive thinking platitudes or self-help gimmicks. It's about evidence-based strategies that actually work, tested across thousands of participants in psychology labs worldwide. The question isn't whether you can become happier, it's whether you're willing to invest the effort. Research confirms happiness skills are learnable at any age. From college students to retirees, studies document significant improvements when people commit to evidence-based practices. In a world increasingly focused on material success and external achievements, this approach redirects attention to what truly matters, how you think about and engage with your life each day. Weekly gratitude practice, writing down 5 things you're grateful for, boosts life satisfaction, optimism, and physical health after just 10 weeks. Gratitude helps you savor positive experiences, build self-worth, and counteracts materialism. Timing matters. Once weekly works, 3 times weekly doesn't. Varying your gratitude targets prevents adaptation and maintains elevated happiness. Optimism creates self-fulfilling prophecies. Visualizing your best possible self, imagining your ideal future with goals realized, immediately boosts mood and reduces physical complaints months later. Optimists achieve more because genuine belief in success drives harder, longer effort. When you truly expect success, you set ambitious goals, persist through obstacles, and turn optimistic expectations into reality across professional, academic, and social domains. Happy people share a counterintuitive trait. They don't engage in social comparisons. Whether witnessing brilliance or failure in others, their mood remains stable. Unhappy people feel worse regardless, threatened by others' success, unsatisfied even by superior performance. This constant comparison creates a happiness treadmill where satisfaction remains perpetually out of reach. Equally destructive is rumination, endlessly dwelling on problems without action. Breaking free requires specific interventions, distraction through absorbing activities, the stop technique when negative thoughts arise, scheduling designated rumination periods, or writing thoughts down to organize them. The antidote involves redirecting mental energy toward productive action. When facing challenges, ask whether the situation is controllable. If yes, employ problem-focused coping, create action plans, gather information, make concrete changes. If no, use emotion-focused strategies like meditation, journaling, or reframing. Research reveals fascinating gender patterns. Highly distressed widowers benefit more from emotion-focused approaches, while widows improve more with problem-focused ones, suggesting we gain most from learning coping styles we don't naturally employ. Here's something unexpected. Performing 5 random acts of kindness on Monday boosts happiness, but spreading those same 5 acts across the week produces 0 measurable benefit. The concentrated burst shifts your self-perception dramatically. You begin viewing yourself as genuinely altruistic in ways scattered acts cannot achieve. Kindness must also be varied. Repeating identical generous acts decreases happiness, while varying your kindness maintains elevated well-being. This principle extends throughout happiness science. Novelty prevents adaptation. Relationships shape happiness like nothing else. Happy partnerships maintain a 5-to-1 ratio of positive to negative interactions. Responding to your partner's good news with genuine enthusiasm predicts relationship quality better than conflict management. Physical touch matters. Students giving or receiving 5 daily hugs became significantly happier than control groups. Marriage isn't essential for connection. Singles often maintain closer relationships with siblings, friends, and extended family. The happiness benefits apply to any significant relationship. The key is genuine engagement, showing up fully, celebrating others' victories, and maintaining consistent positive interactions that far outweigh inevitable conflicts. Nearly half of adults experience severe trauma, personal loss, serious illness, accidents, violent crimes. How we respond determines whether we merely recover or emerge transformed. Some develop profound growth, renewed belief in their endurance, improved relationships, greater compassion, and deeper life philosophy. Consider the professor with metastatic cancer who maintained her teaching schedule through treatments, reporting greater self-confidence, spirituality, and happiness, explaining that everything offers an occasion for redemption. Research confirms forgiving people are less hateful, depressed, hostile, and anxious while being happier, healthier, and more serene. Forgiveness training reduces negative emotions and increases self-esteem and hope. Benefits extend to lower blood pressure, better immune function, and reduced heart disease risk. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning harm. It means releasing the corrosive effects of sustained anger, transforming suffering into growth, and allowing trauma survivors to reclaim their lives. Flow is that magical state where you're so absorbed in an activity that time disappears and self-consciousness evaporates. It occurs when challenge perfectly matches skill. Too little creates boredom, too much produces anxiety. To increase flow, identify when you naturally experience this state and multiply those activities. Transform routine tasks with microflow by adding specific goals and rules. Savoring differs from flow by stepping outside the experience to appreciate it. Present savoring reduces depression. Anticipatory savoring promotes optimism. Reminiscing buffers stress. To fully savor life's pleasures, focus intently on sensory experiences. The sweetness of a mango, bakery aromas, sunlight's warmth. Make eating ceremonial without distractions. Block competing stimuli by closing your eyes when listening to music. Mindful attention transforms ordinary moments into extraordinary experiences, creating happiness from what's already present rather than constantly seeking new pleasures. Truly happy people engage in meaningful projects, whether building boats, writing symphonies, or raising children. The process of working toward goals proves as important to well-being as their achievement. Goal type dramatically affects happiness. Intrinsic goals, inherently satisfying, create more fulfillment than extrinsic goals pursued for money or approval. Approach goals, seeking positive outcomes, learn a new language, motivate better than avoidance goals, stop being monolingual. Activity goals, like developing hobbies, create more sustained happiness than circumstantial goals, like buying possessions. For meaningful progress, break higher-level goals into concrete sub-goals with implementation intentions. Instead of get fit, specify walk 30 minutes every Monday and Wednesday at 6 p.m. Share goals publicly. People who do are 65% more likely to achieve them. Physical activity matches medication's effectiveness for treating depression. The SMILE study found that after 4 months of moderate exercise, participants experienced lifted depression equal to those taking Zoloft, but with lower relapse rates. The optimal dose? 30 to 45 minutes of moderate exercise 3 to 5 times weekly. Even smiling increases happiness through facial feedback. Our expressions signal our brain and influence emotional state. Religious people are happier, healthier, and more resilient, benefiting from community support and connection to something greater. Non-believers can sanctify ordinary things, viewing work as a calling or children as blessings, increasing satisfaction and fulfillment. The science of happiness offers evidence-based hope. While you cannot change your happiness set point, you can substantially raise happiness levels through deliberate practices aligned with your personality. The question is, are you ready to claim your 40%?